monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Promise Penalty or Promise Payoff. If you tuned into my previous podcast, you know my topic was engagement is everything. As you may recall, I explained what we mean when we refer to engaging others, specific risks of not engaging people, and perhaps most important, I discussed how to improve our speaking skills relative to becoming adept at engaging our audience. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you're putting that information to good use. Most of us have made promises at one time or another, either to friends and family or to those in business, maybe to both. Making promises is the easy part. Keeping promises is what many people find challenging. It all comes down to our communication, and that's what ultimately determines if our promise is viewed as a penalty or a payoff. What we ultimately do with this information is totally up to us. Regardless of how you opt to handle it, this tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, let's see, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. Okay, let's get started. The three questions I plan to answer in this podcast are, number one, how is the word promise defined? Number two, what factors should be considered when making a promise? And finally, what role does communication play when it comes to promises? Let's start with the first question, which is, how is the word promise defined? According to the dictionary, a promise is a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified, or a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made the right to expect or claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. In case you're wondering what's involved in making a promise, that brings us to our second question. What factors should be considered when making a promise? For starters, ask yourself, how well do I fully understand what I'm promising to do? What's my motivation behind my promise? Am I being realistic with my promise? How crucial is it for me to make this promise? And finally, do I know how to break my promise if needed? Now that we know what a promise is and factors to consider when making a promise, we're ready to tackle the third question. What role does communication play when it comes to promises? The short answer to this question is a big role. Now for the details. Let me give you my top five. Number one, your reputation is clearly tied into your promise. This means that in addition to communicating to others, you're also communicating with yourself. Number two, in business, once you understand what you're promising, it's best to put it in writing versus strictly verbal. So this allows you to avoid miscommunication. Having a promise in writing makes it far easier to track. You'll find this is quite helpful. Number three, making a promise communicates a commitment and speaks volumes about your character. Number four, if you believe you must break a promise, it's your responsibility to make that known to the other person. Each of us has a schedule, and anything affecting that schedule must be addressed. This is professional conduct. Anything less is unacceptable. And finally, number five, lack of timely communication regarding a promise you can't keep is risky behavior. Why? It damages your reputation. It also tells others that you don't feel they're important, which is frankly quite disrespectful. Remember, you're also communicating the very same message to yourself. Keeping your promise is important to your continued success. It certainly can't be taken lightly. Whatever your next business interaction is, come up with at least one way to honor your promise. After all, giving your word is what others remember most. This may mean working overtime, adjusting your schedule, or doing whatever it takes to keep your promise. We both know you're worth it. In closing, my podcasts are as diverse as my clients and prospects. That means you. My intent is to offer information that you can apply immediately. By placing your attention on making or breaking promises, you'll quickly come to realize it can either be a penalty or a payoff. It always serves you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.